But first up, let's go to Shane Cullen. This time last week, we were broadcasting from Tamworth. It was the first of our country shows, and we were hoping for rain. And Shane, of course, is the chief steward in the area of the Hunter Northwest. Shane, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Good, mate. Well, it was a week ago. You found your way to Gunnedah yesterday, and it rained.
Well, you might have bought us some good luck, Andrew. You might have to come back every week.
Don't think so. But look, we know that the last few races, you called them off, but it was more of a chat this morning just to say that it had rained. How much did fall in the area, Shane?
Look, parts got 15 mils, Andrew. Gunnedah got 15 mil yesterday, and here in Tamworth we got about the same. There are some reports of a little bit more east of here, but nowhere near enough. It just had an impact yesterday, Andrew, on Gunnedah's a black soil track, as all the locals would know. And it has really struggled through the dry period, and the club had a bit of bad luck when they lost use of their bore for a while, and the only greenery was being gobbled up by the kangaroos. And we, as a result of that, there was just a couple of patches that we couldn't get enough water on. And when the rain hit it yesterday, it just got a bit slippery, and the visibility became very ordinary, and we couldn't go on.
A couple of people spoke about this, that hopefully the rain comes, but it is going to impact some of these tracks because, well, they haven't been used to it in such a long time.
Well, there's not a lot of cover, Andrew. That's the issue. You know, and irrigation, particularly when it's manual irrigation, when people have sort of got to cart pipes and hoses all around the place to try and get an even spread of the water, and the wind plays with it, it's very, very difficult to manually irrigate a track that might have a circumference of 2,200 metres and be 24 metres wide. It's very difficult to get an even spread. And you do get the odd bare patch, and that's what happened to us yesterday.
Okay. What have you woken up to in Tamworth? Is it still overcast, or have we had the 15 and that's it for the time being?
Pea soup fog like you couldn't believe. Now, the forecast, unfortunately, is not as promising as we might like. Perhaps there's a forecast for about a half a mil later in the week.
Okay, well, that's not a lot. I spoke to your fellow colleague Todd Smith out at Dubbo this morning. They had 5 mil only yesterday, and it was similar around different parts there. In his words, it was better than nothing, but we need a lot more, obviously. But let's take the positive that your area received around 15, and we'll wait and see if there's follow-up. Good on you, Shane. Just wanted to grab a quick word with you about that from yesterday.
Thanks, Andrew.